According to the latest report from the U.S. Department of Education, Maine schools are in need of teachers in all kinds of subjects, from math and science to Spanish and special education. The State Department of Education has proposed loosening some of its certification requirements, which some school officials hope can help address the shortage. But the State Teachers Union has expressed some concerns about the proposed rule changes at a public hearing earlier today. Robbie Feinberg was there.
The lengthy proposal would change several requirements for becoming a teacher in the state and also introduce a new pathway to teaching. Currently, most teachers are required to graduate from one of the state's educator preparation programs before getting their license. The new pathway, however, would allow someone to become a secondary level teacher without that teaching degree. Instead, the candidate would need a bachelor's degree, 8 years of relevant, quote, work experience, and only 3 college education courses on subjects such as classroom management. A similar proposal failed to garner enough support in the legislature last year. And at Monday's public hearing, there was pushback again from the State Teachers Union.
We must take care not to shortchange our students and not to take shortcuts that may have long-term negative effects.
Maine Education Association President Grace Levitt says her organization understands the need for increasing the number of teachers in the state. But she's concerned that only relevant work experience and a few college courses won't adequately prepare a new teacher for the classroom.
There is much more to teaching than many people not in the profession may realize, and we do not want to diminish quality merely in order to increase quantity.
The union is also worried that schools, particularly in rural districts, may not have enough resources to support and mentor these new teachers with little classroom experience. On the other hand, school administrators were largely positive about the changes. Vicki Wallach, the director of communications and government relations with the Maine School Management Association, says the organization supports the new pathway. However, Wallach worries that new rules for recruiting employees from other states could be burdensome, including a pathway that would require years of experience for certain administrators to be certified.
We feel like that it's putting up barriers instead of, and given the teacher shortage we have, we need an easier pathway.
In an email, a spokesperson for the Department of Education said that the agency could only answer clarifying questions about the proposed rules. The DOE is taking comments on the proposed changes through January 28th. The rules still need to go through the legislature, which will likely have a public hearing on them later this year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And in the interest of disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents many of Maine Public's news staff.